Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've had another train derailment. Seems like a lot these days. I think we average 1,700 a year. That's a lot in general. I'm not sure what the numbers are this year, but here we are at the halfway mark, and we're still derailing. Apparently, if you look at statistics, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics records 54,539 train derailments between 1990 and 2021. So that's about in a 31-year span, that averaged about 1,700 a year. If I could look at the number of train derailments in terms of this year, I don't know if we have the numbers yet. And you know what? We might not also, because this year hasn't ended. Usually they get the numbers from the year before. So like last year they said there were over 1,000. But, you know, and it could just be they're reporting on them. But I would think that train derailments would make news no matter what. But since the Palestine, Ohio one that also affected part of Pennsylvania was so ridiculous and dangerous that I think now media, it kind of pushes the story higher up. So we have another derailment, a CSX freight train derailed in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. This happened early today. It forced the evacuation of nearby residents and businesses. Multiple train cars derailed right before 5 a.m. in the Plymouth Meeting section of White Marsh Township near Flower Town Road, Joshua Road, and Stenton Avenue. It's according to the White Marsh Township. Precautionary evacuations were ordered for those closest to the scene, and officials said that it is not believed any further evacuations will be necessary. I don't think anybody's been hurt. No known injuries, no known hazards to the public, but we were told today that one car was transporting hazardous material. No indication of any leaks or spills of hazardous materials, and no injuries to the crew of the train, thank God. The local fire department responded and declared an evacuation of just over a dozen homes out of an abundance of caution. CSX also said that the cause of the derailment appeared to be weather-related. No additional details immediately available. Police told Fox 29 Philadelphia that the derailed train cars were carrying silicone pellets. No threat to the public. Now, I'm looking at these trains. Now, interesting how there's graffiti on the trains. Now, somebody has access to the trains if they're able to do graffiti. But Governor Josh Shapiro said, my team and I are monitoring the train derailment in White Marsh Township by assisting local first responders. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But, you know, whether it's 1,000 or 500, it bothers me that here we are in 2023, and this is happening. And what happened in Palestine, Ohio, is a wake-up call that we might not, despite all the technology and AI and National Transportation Safety Board and Department of Transportation and Pete Buttigieg being there, we're not immune to some bad things happening. And people ask, they go, where are the railroads? How close are we? You know, where we live, there's a railroad that comes across the city, and it's in one part of the town, but if a problem happens, it could affect the whole city, depending on what gets leaked. And most cities have a nearby railroad because that's how we used to travel. We built a rail system so that people could go from city to city. This was before cars. And then, even after we had cars, we still need to transport things. How do you transport furniture? Not every city makes their own furniture. How do you transport refrigerators? These things get manufactured somewhere else. Cars. We got cars made in Detroit, made in certain cities, and then they have to be transported. So we have an intricate system of rail and truck and boat transporting goods. Because not every city can make their own. Same thing with food. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We don't have a lot of farmland. We got some farmland north of us, but it's got to be transported down. So things have to be transported. And then you also need to get not only things to you, things out of you. So hazardous waste. There's certain dumps and facilities that will take nuclear waste, hazardous waste. So just like the garbage you throw out in your house, and it gets picked up by sanitation services, that has to go somewhere. So this in and out sort of business will always need to be done. We make waste, and we use products. So then why are all these train derailments happening? I mean, seriously, almost 2,000 a year, we're being told? What's happening? Is it that the railroad is old? Is it that the weight? Is it that we're going too fast? Is it sabotage? When you have miles and miles and miles of road, you would think that we have a system to examine all those. But it's a lot of distance. Just like the highway. You'll hit a pothole going, what the hell is this? But when it's a train and you hit something like what would be the equivalent of a pothole, you derail. So scary stuff. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. question. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't have an electric vehicle yet. I will eventually buy one. I will. I would love to save energy, feel like I'm doing my part in terms of pollution. I hear they're pretty cool, but I'm a little hesitant. I'm hesitant for a couple reasons. One is I don't have the money. Okay, I can't afford another car. I have a used Corvette. I'm not giving that up. So having an electric vehicle is nice, but it would have to be my husband's car. But my husband has a truck. He doesn't want to give up his truck. We need the truck. So would we maybe get an electric truck? I don't know. So we're still waiting. Another thing I'm just waiting on a little bit, not only is the price, but is the ability to have chargers. I need to know that I could make it to California and back without there being a line, you know, without there being an issue, a power outage. You know, you get there and all of a sudden, oh, there's no power. How many times you've been driving going, there's a rest area coming up, there's a rest area coming up, and all of a sudden it's closed. And you're like, no. So I want to know that I could, you know, at least I know where there's half a dozen or maybe hundreds of gas stations. But in terms of outlets that I could plug my car into, I want to, you can't just use any outlet. It's got to be an outlet for that. Otherwise, people get mad. And another thing I'm just waiting on is I want to make sure the studies are confirming that certain impacts don't cause electric vehicles to engulf in flames quicker than fuel cars. Right now, the science, which is up to, I think, 2021, showed car fires still happen more in fuel cars, even if they look at the numbers of the cars on the road. But because we've had a lot of cars spontaneously go aflame because their battery, and we have seen cars that'll hit a tree or hit something and then engulf in flames, we need a little bit more data because I get into car accidents. I've gotten into car accidents. And even if they're non-fatal ones, I want to know that I can still get out of the car before it engulfs in flames, even though a fuel car could do the same. So I just want to see a little bit more safety data. But I am excited about eventually getting one when we could afford one. Then the question is about pollution. And is an electric car safer for the environment or not? Well, right now, the consensus is absolutely they're safer for the environment. They're safer because they're electric. We're not burning fossil fuels. We're using less energy overall. My friends are telling me they're saving a boatload on electricity. Well, even if they're spending more on electricity, they're saving a lot of money on fuel. That extra money could go to help the environment as well. So right now, that's what everybody's saying. Electric cars are going to be, in the long term, amazing for the environment. Unfortunately, though, we're hearing some little bits and pieces. Some are saying electrifying roads and building a bunch of electrical outlets could cause an environmental issue. We're also being told the tires are polluting faster on an electric vehicle than a non-electric vehicle. So apparently they say that electric vehicles, because they're so much heavier than their fuel counterparts, the tires wear down a lot faster. So U.S. and European authorities, according to Auto Evolution, are going to force producers to change the tire rubber composition to make them less polluting. If you aren't going, now mind you, I'm telling you right now, tires are expensive. I mean, every time I have a blowout and I got tires are expensive. But you're now going to make a specialized rubber? What chemicals are in those? What are they also flammable? So if electric cars are burning through the tire more, and this isn't just, there's another source too talking about that, where on Earth.com, they say we have higher pollution levels being reported by EVs because of their vehicle tires. They've been found to produce 20% more pollution compared to other gasoline vehicles. One key factor is their overall weight. Electric cars are heavier, accelerate faster than their gas-powered counterparts, leads to increased shedding of tiny particles into the air as the tires wear down. Research company Emissions Analytics conducted road tests and found that under normal driving conditions, a gasoline car sheds 73 milligrams per kilometer from four new tires. An electric vehicle adds an additional 15 milligrams per kilometer, hence 20%. Then, of course, there's issues with the heating of the ground. There's been a lot of discussion that our ground is too hot. And when our ground is too hot, it can't withhold a lot of the structures a city puts on it. and electric vehicles can heat that up. And if you incorporate electric coils to self-charge with these self-charging roads, which they want to do, that could also add more heat. So, you know, what does that mean? Electric vehicles are not good for the environment? Does it wash out? So I don't think we have enough data to say electric vehicles are worse. But what I think we do have is enough people saying we need a little more time. This push to in 6.5 years have half of all new cars sold to be electric is, I think, a little rambunctious. And I worry. And I get it. You know, our president and any future president, that we need to get elected. And they need to get reelected. So they want to look like they're doing their part, make some earth-shattering recommendation. And he might not even be in power by 2030, because he would probably finish his second term by then if he gets reelected. But I just don't know if society is ready for that. And we keep being told in the news, we got to have half of all vehicles sold by electric vehicle by 2030, which has a lot of complications for the current car market, for current gas stations, it can cause a domino effect if we have industries not able to have the demand, so then they won't have the supply. And so for those individuals that are expecting gas stations to be there and to be lucrative for them and make it a profit so they'll stay in business, if we start having a lot of gas stations closed down, that's going to be an issue. If we start to have electric grids overwhelmed, which we're very nervous about during the summertime, and we end up having power outages, we have a certain percentage of the population that is going to be grounded. These are things we need to prepare for. What is the plan when the power goes out? Well, your charge should still last 200 miles. But what if you're not charged? Now, what about the batteries and the waste from the batteries? We talked about the train derailments and to get rid of waste. How are we getting rid of these batteries? What are we doing in terms of making sure they don't hurt the environment? So we need to ensure that when we come up with a soundbite and a goal, and it's very easy for us to make goals. So easy for us to make goals, but you got to look at the ramifications of it. And even though I believe President Biden only said it was a goal, there's this big push and our 401ks investing money into startups and already car manufacturers saying we're doing is producing this. We're only producing this line. Right? It's also going to make some of our fuel cars a little bit more valuable. There's going to be not a lot of those out. And so that there might be some positives with that as well. But if we're doing this to help the environment and we're going to have massive heavy cars requiring electric pull on a minute-to-minute basis, that is going to be something that I don't think many engineers and scientists have studied. So we might just be a little premature. And so before we get as rambunctious as half of all cars sold only being electric vehicles, we need to kind of figure this out. And to get a tire that's less polluting, you know, that might take some time to create. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I- I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Extreme heat is baking the Southwest USA today. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue this week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward.
The unidentified suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was, quote, neutralized, end quote. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and a woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple police officers were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a massive search right now going on for missing children who apparently were swept away in a suburban Philadelphia flash flood. They are looking for a 9-month-old and his 2-year-old sister. Swept away this weekend after rains swelled the banks of the creek as family was driving to a barbecue. Upper Makefield Township Fire Chief Tim Brewer, according to AP News, said today the effort will be a massive undertaking and that 100 search crew and numerous drones would be looking for the siblings along the creek that drains into the Delaware River in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The children are members of a Charleston, South Carolina family that was visiting relatives and friends. They got caught in a flash flood. As they tried to escape the fierce floodwaters, Dad took his 4-year-old son, while the mother and grandmother grabbed the 2 additional children. The father and son were miraculously able to get to safety, but the grandmother, the mother, and the 2 children were swept away by the floodwaters. The mother was found dead. The grandmother survived, but the mother of the 2 children died. 4 other people died in the flooding. Unclear who they were. Victims' names have not been released. So this is a horrible tragedy. They're right now looking for the kids. The Northeast has been pretty saturated. It got drenching rain over the weekend, resulting in flash flooding in parts of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared a state of emergency Sunday and planned to tour damage early Monday in the northwest part of the state. There was also a tornado that touched down Sunday morning in North Brookfield, Massachusetts. Thank God no injuries or major property damage were reported. Tornado in Massachusetts. Now, this is some weird weather here. In New Hampshire, some roads caved in several towns with heavy rain. Actually caved in. Vermont, remember Montpelier, I believe, had a massive flooding last week. Apparently, this flood, there was like about 2 months worth of rain that hit Vermont in 2 days. So Vermont is dealing with their flooding. Vermont Emergency Management Agency reported that swift water rescue teams conducted an additional 6 rescues overnight following the storm. The agency also is monitoring areas at risk for landslides due to rainfall. More rain is forecast for tomorrow. We are seeing, as we spoke about, thousands of flights delayed or canceled. There's also been a dam that broke. This happened in Mississippi. There's been a huge break in a Mississippi dam. It's a 100-foot breach in the Archusa Creek Water Park Lake Dam. This happened last night due to heavy storms. And so the National Weather Service had said that there was life-threatening flash flooding in areas downstream. All residents were told to move to higher ground immediately. When you look at the drone footage, you see water eroding the land around the structure of the dam pouring over the wall. And this happened, I think, last night at about 8 p.m. local time. They say if you are in low-lying areas below the Archusa, you should move to higher ground immediately. Now, when you look at the pictures, it looks like it's up. It looks like it's above the dam, but it's below the dam. You're looking at pictures showing where the dam is and then the water going through. And so that area was all land, and now it looks like a river. So the warning is in effect until early this morning. They are still working on the dam, and we'll keep you posted with that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Death Valley, the hottest place on earth, hit pretty high. I think it got to 127. I don't have, it's a little bit conflicting in terms of what it got to. I don't think we broke the record. Let me see. Right now it's about 116. But it got to about, I think, 124. Our record with Death Valley is, I think, 130. Okay, I got it. Here we go. The hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth was 134 degrees in July 1913 at Furnace Creek. Now, over this weekend, we hit 125.6 degrees. That's why they call it Furnace Creek. This is some pretty heavy temperatures, but we did not hit the record like a lot of people expected us to. Still, it's hot. In Buckeye, Arizona, the heat apparently claimed a life Sunday. Police said there was an elderly man who was found in the desert after going for a bike ride. He had to walk when the bike got a flat tire. His death appeared heat-related, but the medical examiner is still going to figure out and give a final ruling, but we think it's heat. 83 million people right now are under heat warnings or advisories. The nexus of record heat has shifted just a bit east from California to Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. We are predicting there's going to be more, sadly, heat-related deaths, heat-related illness. I live in Las Vegas. Temperatures reached 116 degrees on Sunday. It was forecast to be 118, so we got lucky. It was only 116. It was ridiculous. The all-time high was 117. But Death Valley, one of the lowest places in America in terms of can be the hottest, and that's the hottest place on earth. Phoenix hit 114 degrees Sunday. Interestingly, how it was cooler than Las Vegas. Phoenix is usually hotter, and Phoenix was forecasted to hit 118, and it made 114. The 17th consecutive day of 110 degrees or higher. The record is 18 days set in June 1974. Phoenix is on track to break that record on Tuesday. We're being told, CBS Phoenix affiliate KPHO, that the city only has one 24/7 cooling center for the public to access. Now, my family was in Phoenix, part of my family, so they went to see Mission Impossible, they went to the mall, they tried to stay indoors, and they said it was pretty bad. And so, yeah, I want you guys to exercise. I want you guys to have fun. But a lot of my friends said they got up at 6:30 in the morning to go and exercise. But you got to keep in mind what happens if you lose your bike tire. Remember, heat and tires don't mix. So Benjamin Netanyahu was rushed to the hospital. He was at the Sea of Galilee. I was there last month. And it was beautiful, but I wondered if maybe Netanyahu was having something a little bit more than dehydration. We were told that he was rushed to the hospital this weekend after he was at the Sea of Galilee, but later we were told he felt good, but they were going to keep him overnight for observation. Cabinet meeting delayed by a day. Apparently he felt mild dizziness. Now, usually what they do, and hopefully they did this, is check the heart. We want to make sure that it wasn't a cardiac event. Any dizziness, we have to rule out cardiac event. And I get a little nervous when I hear heat illness, heat stroke, or heat-related dehydration, because I had a friend of mine who, I wasn't his doctor, but he had fainted. He went to the hospital. The ER ran some tests and said it was heat-related, heat dizziness. And I told him, I go, you know, my father collapsed a few weeks before he died of a heart attack. Make sure you get your heart checked. Oh, my heart's been checked. I've seen a cardiologist. Everything's fine. He ended up a few weeks later dying of a heart attack. Now, I'm not saying the heat illness caused the heart attack, but I wonder if sometimes mild heart attacks could manifest this way. So get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a strike going on in Hollywood. We're not noticing it much because there's still movies out. I haven't seen Mission Impossible yet. It just came out. want to make sure there's some, you know, apparently Tuesday nights you could go for like $5, $6. So I think I might go Tuesday night. I want to start saving money. But, I like movies since COVID. There's been very few movies that have really impressed me. Like it used to. I used to love all the movies I went to. Now I'm like, nah, you know. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. Because Hollywood actors are seeing the writing on the wall when it comes to their careers and their value. And the writers as well, now that there's AI. And so part of the strike is being fueled by that. And some executives are worried that the industry could collapse. As we've seen, many of these movies are not making the money they made pre-pandemic. You know, once the shutdown happened and the lockdown and people saw that they could go to the bathroom and pause the movie and they could make their own popcorn and save $50, now people are thinking, you know what, I'll wait. Or I could rent the movie for $3.99, $4.99 on my big screen at home. And going to the movies, although the Indiana Jones was pretty full when I went, but I noticed a lot of these theaters, they don't have workers. So I go up to get a ticket, there's nobody there anymore. In fact, when you do have to go to a ticket, you have to go to the, this is one of the most popular movie theaters in my town. And in kind of a pretty wealthy area, it's in one of the casinos, you have to go up to the refreshment counter to get a ticket. They just don't have enough staff. The bathrooms were dirty. When they don't have enough staff, they're not going to have as many movies going or expect as many, have as many people come in. And we're noticing the theaters are getting hurt. We've even seen theater chains go under. So this top executive, IAC and Expedia chairman Barry Diller, told CBS that failing to calm the strikes of the writers and screen guilds in Hollywood would lead to devastating effects if not resolved soon. There could be a domino effect if the strikes are not taken seriously and resolved as soon as possible. He is a former Paramount Pictures CEO. And said if the strikes continue for too long, people will have fewer programs to watch. Many subscriptions will be canceled. He also talks about other issues like AI, pay disparities that are leading to the problems, and suggested solutions to overcome them. He said AI is overhyped to death in terms of the impact it'll have on the creatives. However, he seems concerned about the impact on the publishing industry, indicating potential lawsuits. Diller suggested that the top paid actors could take a 25% pay cut as a good faith measure to try and narrow down the disparity between the most paid and the least paid. He discussed how leading tech companies like Google and Microsoft are trying to find a solution for publishers. The problem is, they also say that the fair use doctrine of the copyright law allows them to suck up all this stuff. We on the publishing side do not agree with that. He talked about how these companies should come up with an intelligent business model before ingesting the publisher's copyrighted work. It took 15 years to get back on paywalls that protected publishers. They go, I think litigation will hopefully lead to sensible legislation here. So why did the writers go on strike? So in May 2023, thousands of writers unanimously agreed that they were not getting paid fairly in the era of streaming. The strike brought television production to a pause. This happened after the Trade Association represented Hollywood's marquee studios, and this is being reported by Market Realist, failed to set rules that satisfied everybody after failed negotiation with the Writers Guild of America. The Guild announced the strike on May 2nd. A lot of us didn't know about it until we heard that. I knew about it because I think Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert stopped filming fresh episodes, aired reruns. But once we heard that the actors were joining with it, it started to make a little bit more noise. They say median writer-producer pay has plummeted by 23% over the last decade. So Hollywood actors have joined the strike. The Screen Actors Guild, which is 160,000 members strong, includes some of the best performers in the world, is going to join as well, and they have. Many, you know, how I look at this, because I don't really care that much about what happens in Hollywood, but I do see domino effects. In medicine, we've been having issues with what we're getting paid for years, and nobody cares. They go, well, you make too much. And we don't. I showed you guys I made 4 cents on one patient, 32 cents on another, $2.42 on another. And so one of the reasons why I closed my office. It's like if the patient doesn't pay, insurance isn't paying, someone's got to pay the rent. So I'm not going to keep renting out. And I closed the practice down. So with entertainment, you know, for us to see the Brad Pitts, you know, and the Margot Robbies, and, you know, it takes time, it takes money. I get that a lot of these people make a lot of money. And they demand that. And so these companies, if they want that actor or actress, I mean, it used to be, you know, you'll take what you could get. But you saw with the Friends franchise. With the Friends franchise, I think they were making $20,000, $30,000 an episode. By the time they were in their 7th or 8th season, they were at $1 million. And they actually started to strike, the 6 of them, because I think Ross and Rachel were making more money than the other 4. And both Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer offered to take less money to make it equal, where they all get paid equal amounts, which I think is correct. Not sure why they decided to pay those two more than the others, because they all seem to have equal lines. But I think it's nice when the actors group together and they do this, you know, to help others. But Friends stopped airing at $1 million a pop per actor per episode. No, you don't make that money coming in. And so these shows eventually cancel. You can only pay so much. And, you know, many people who are watching these, most people, if you ask what they do, it's not that they stream Netflix. It's these YouTube and TikTok videos. Now, my kids will see movies and all that, but most of their entertainment and their laughs and their mom, you got to see this, is a meme or one of these 5-second TikTok videos. It's not, oh, you need to see episode 7 of season 4. And that's the other thing, too. There's too many seasons. I haven't caught up with The Mandalorian. I haven't caught up with a bunch of shows. It's just too many shows. And so, yeah, and people are starting to, you know, get a little tired of them not making money. And them not, if they're not going to go to the movie theaters, you saw Mission Impossible not having as big an opening as they hoped. The Indiana Jones movie. These movie production companies are going to think twice about putting billions of dollars. James Cameron even said they had to reach the $2 billion mark to break even. Now, they did, and the new Avatar movie was good, but, I mean, that was risky to expect people to, you know, and they did, but it was a good movie, and James Cameron usually has a lot of, he has the golden touch when it comes to movies. You know, Titanic was fantastic. So we'll see what happens. You and I won't notice it in the way beginning, but we might notice it later. Remember, during COVID, you just saw not a lot of movies coming out, even though the lockdown was over. These Hollywood did not want to release it till they knew the theater and that city would be able to have a bunch of people going to the movie. And the theaters are like, we're starving here. Give us some flipping movies. And so, you know, nobody seemed to really have their back when it came to the movie theaters in Hollywood. But Hollywood needs movie theaters. Movie theater needs Hollywood. So we'll see what happens with this, with the writers and the actors. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.